Fed-up Los Angeles residents vote for moderate Democrat over progressive candidate. Fed-up residents in Los Angeles's Council District 11 opted for a former Republican attorney, Tracy Park, to represent the West Side, despite the incoming squad of progressive candidates winning in three other districts in the November 8 election. Park, who left the Republican Party more than 18 years ago and is now a registered Democrat, defeated civil rights attorney Aaron Darling on November 17 following Darling's concession in the race to replace outgoing Councilman Mike Bonin, who decided to not seek re-election, citing mental health issues. By November 19, Park had 52.06% of the vote versus Darling's 47.94%. "I feel the weight of the responsibility of the monumental task I am about to undertake," Park told the Epoch Times on November 18. "It's a lot of competing emotions." Park plans to increase mental health and substance abuse services for homeless Angelenos suffering from addiction. She also advocates for a policy of compassionate enforcement of the city's encampment ban, which is currently suspended in the district, by bringing together law enforcement, government sectors, housing suppliers, and homeless service providers, according to her campaign website. "Like most Los Angeles voters, homelessness and crime were on the minds of voters in the 11th District, which encompasses the West Side communities of Brentwood, Del Rey, Mar Vista, Marina Del Rey, Pacific Palisades, Palms, Playa Del Rey, Playa Vista, Sawtelle, Venice, West Los Angeles, and Westchester." Sean O'Brien, a Venice resident for more than 30 years, told the Epoch Times that he has never seen the levels of crime and homeless encampments that the city has experienced in the past 4 to 5 years. "So, collectively, we were all just pissed off and fed up with it all, and I'm so glad that Tracy won," O'Brien said. "She is the first candidate that I actually ever gave money to." Venice Beach, once a seaside resort town known for its grungy underground vibe, attracting millions of tourists each year, is now the epicenter of much of the 11th District's frustrations. At the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, a number of mentally ill and substance-addicted individuals made their way to the beach, and some people blamed Bonin's rolling back of the city's so-called anti-camping law. Section 41.18 of the municipal code bans encampments in most public areas, including libraries, parks, schools, and daycare centers. Many residents in Venice, which only spans about 3 miles, are liberals and independents who say they became victims in their neighborhood. Videos of homeless people breaking into homes, assaulting store employees, and committing violence on the Venice boardwalk went viral on social media. In the summer of 2021, the city spent $5 million to rehouse 200 people living on the boardwalk. But more tents emerged since then, despite extensive efforts by the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department to clear them and offer services to those in need. In the same year, Venice Beach was named the most dangerous coastal area in the United States, with 630 crimes reported from May to September, according to a study by Outforia, a publication specializing in resources for outdoor activities. The report also shows that the beach had the highest number of thefts and robberies in the nation, at more than 220, and more than 100 violent crimes recorded for the period. Community members also partly blame the violence on other policies, such as zero cash bail, which the state implemented to reform the bail system and reduce the spread of COVID-19 in jails by reducing the number of inmates incarcerated. The Los Angeles Police Department reported about 650 zero bail arrests citywide between late March 2021 and early August 2022. The county rescinded that policy in July. Darling endorsed by Bonin. The perceived policy failures under Bonin's leadership contributed to Park's victory, some residents say, as her opponent Darling, also a Democrat, was endorsed by Bonin and has been advocating against the encampment ban. Darling also supports more affordable housing and less reliance on law enforcement when handling homelessness. Venice neighborhood council member Soledad Urshua told the Epoch Times over text message that Darling was cast as Bonin 2.0, which made some voters uneasy. "Even the most woke had enough," she said. Living across from the Abbot Kinney Memorial Branch Library in Venice, Yolanda Gonzalez and her neighbors say they are all too familiar with walking past encampments, which the Epoch Times previously reported in February. "First of all, are fed up with the homelessness issue," said Gonzalez, who campaigned for PARC. "In my opinion, it was the Republican and the independent votes that really helped her." According to Gonzalez, many residents who have lived in Venice for decades were vehemently opposed to a Bonin-proposed permanent supportive housing monstrosity of 140 units that would reportedly occupy 2.7 city-owned acres. Opponents say previous supportive housing units led to more encampments, citing one called a bridge home in Venice which was championed by soon-to-be-termed-out Mayor Eric Garcetti. The project only housed 30 people as of February, 2 years after it was established. About 189 residents have gone through the program, according to Westside Current, a local media outlet. PARC, who was endorsed by California Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunalakis, as well as organizations such as the Los Angeles Police Protective League, the Los Angeles Association of Deputy District Attorneys, the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce, and the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs, will be sworn into office December 12. PARC said she understands the complexity of the issues faced by the district and is prepared to act on them. "I harbor no illusions about how hard this job is going to be and what it is going to take to do the things that need to be done," she said. "My to-do list is the longest it has ever been in my life, but I am ready to roll my sleeves up and get started." Bonin, who was elected in 2017 and beat a recall effort in January, said he'll offer support for PARC in the transition. "While Councilmember-elect PARC and I have different views of how to move Los Angeles forward, the voters have spoken, and she has their full support," he wrote in a Twitter post on November 17. He also expressed his deep appreciation to Darling, who ran a beautiful and inspiring campaign, standing up for the progressive values we share. "Aaron has a bright future, and I am certain he and his supporters will be a big part of the growing and energetic progressive movement to create a better, more just, and more equitable Los Angeles," Bonin wrote.